Jesus defends his disciples for plucking ears of grain on the Sabbath. Now it came to pass in that season, Jesus went through the grain fields on the Sabbath, and his disciples were hungry and began to pluck the heads of grain and to eat, rubbing them in their hands. But some of the Pharisees, seeing it, said, "Why do you do that which is not lawful to do on the Sabbath?" And they said to him, "Behold, your disciples are doing that which is not unlawful to do on the Sabbath." But Jesus answering said to them, "Have you not read even what David did when he had need and was hungry, when he and those with him, how he entered into the house of God when Abiathar was high priest, and took and ate the showbread, and gave also to those with him, which is not lawful for him to eat, nor for those with him, but for the priests only? Or have you not read in the law that on the Sabbaths the priests in the temple violate the Sabbath and are guiltless? But I say to you that a greater than the temple is here. But if you had known what this means, 'I desire mercy and not sacrifice,' you would not have condemned the guiltless." And he said to them, "The Sabbath was made for man, and not man for the Sabbath. Therefore the Son of Man is Lord even of the Sabbath." Jesus heals a withered hand on the Sabbath. And he departed hence, and came to pass on another Sabbath that he entered into again their synagogue and taught. And behold, there was a man there, and his right hand was withered. And the scribes and Pharisees were watching whether he would heal on the Sabbath, that they might find something to accuse him of. And they asked him, saying, "Is it lawful to heal on the Sabbath?" That they might accuse him. But he knew their thoughts. Then he said to the man who had the withered hand, "Rise and stand in the midst." And rising up, he stood there. Then Jesus said to them, "I ask you, if it is lawful on the Sabbath to do good or to do evil, to save life or to destroy it?" But they kept silent. Then he said to them, "What man shall there be of you who shall have one sheep, and if this one fall into a pit on the Sabbath, will he not lay on it, lift it out? How much then is a man better than a sheep? So then it is lawful to do well on the Sabbath." And having looked around on them, all with anger, being grieved at the hardness of their hearts, he said to the man, "Stretch out your hand." And he stretched it out, and his hand was restored, sound as the other. Then the Pharisees were filled with madness and consulted with one another what they should do to Jesus. And they went out and immediately took counsel with the Herodians against him, how they might destroy him. Jesus working miracles at the Sea of Galilee. Then Jesus, knowing these things, withdrew from that part and with his disciples went to the sea. And a great multitude from Galilee followed him, also from Judea and from Jerusalem and from Idumean and beyond the Jordan and around Tyre and Sidon. A great multitude, hearing how great things he was doing, came to him. And he spoke to his disciples that a small boat should wait on him on account of the crowd, that they might not press upon him, for he had healed many, so that as many as had plagues pressed upon him, that they might touch him. And he healed them all. Also the unclean spirits, whenever they beheld him, fell down before him and cried out, saying, "Thou art the Son of God." And he charged them repeatedly that they should not make him known, that it might be fulfilled what was spoken through Isaiah the prophet, saying, "Behold, my servant whom I have chosen, my beloved in whom my soul is well pleased. I will put my spirit upon him, and he shall declare judgment to the nations. He shall not strive nor cry aloud, nor shall any one hear his voice in the streets. A bruised reed he shall not break, and smoking flax he shall not quench, till he send forth judgment unto victory. And in his name shall the nations hope." The 12 apostles selected. Now it came to pass in those days that he went out into the mountain to pray, spent the whole night in prayer to God. And when it was day, he called his disciples to him, whom he would, and they went to him. And he selected from them 12, whom he also named apostles, and appointed them that they might be with him, and that he might send them forth to preach, and to have authority to cast out demons. Now the names of the 12 apostles are these: first, Simon, whom he also surnamed Peter, Andrew his brother, and James the son of Zebedee, and John the brother of James, and he surnamed them Boanerges, that is, the sons of thunder, and Philip, and Bartholomew, who is probably the Nathanael of John, 1:45 and 21:2, and Thomas called Didymus, and Matthew the tax collector, and James the son of Alphaeus, and Judas or Thaddeus the son of James, and Simon the Cananean, who was called Zealots, and Judas Iscariot, who became a traitor and betrayed him. The Sermon on the Mount. He came down with them, and he stood on a level place with a large crowd of his disciples, and a great multitude of the people who came from all Judea and Jerusalem and the sea coast of Tyre and Sidon to hear him and to be healed of their diseases. And those troubled with unclean spirits were healed, and all the multitude sought to touch him, because power came forth from him and healed them all. But seeing the multitude, he went up into the mountain, and when he sat down, his disciples came to him. And he lifted up his eyes upon them, and opened his mouth, and taught them, saying, Blessed are the poor in spirit, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. Blessed are they that mourn, for they shall be comforted. Blessed are the meek, for they shall inherit the earth. Blessed are they that hunger and thirst after righteousness, for they shall be filled. Blessed are the merciful, for they shall obtain mercy. Blessed are the pure in heart, for they shall see God. Blessed are the peacemakers, for they shall be called sons of God. Blessed are they that have been persecuted for righteousness' sake, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. Blessed are ye poor, for yours is the kingdom of God. Blessed are ye that hunger now, for you shall be filled. Blessed are you that weep now, for you shall laugh. Blessed are you when men shall hate you, and when they shall excommunicate you, and shall reproach you, and persecute you, and cast out your name as evil, and shall say every evil thing against you falsely for the Son of Man's sake. Rejoice in that day, and be exceeding glad, and leap for joy, for behold, your reward is great in heaven. For after the same manner did their fathers to the prophets who were before you. But woe to you that are rich, for you are receiving your consolation. Woe to you that are full now, for you shall hunger. Woe to you that laugh now, for you shall mourn and weep. Woe to you when all men speak well of you, for after the same manner did their fathers to the false prophets. You are the salt of the earth. But if the salt have become tasteless, with what shall it be salted? It is good for nothing, therefore, but when cast out to be trampled upon by men. You are the light of the world. A city set upon a hill cannot be hid. Neither do they light a lamp and put it under a measure, but upon the lampstand, and it gives light to all that are in the house. So let your light shine before men, that they may see your good works, and glorify your Father who is in heaven. Do not think that I came to abolish the law or the prophets. I came not to abolish, but to fulfill them. For verily I say to you, until the heaven and the earth shall pass away, one iota or one tittle shall in no wise pass away from the law until all things come to pass. Whosoever therefore shall break one of these least commandments and shall teach men so shall be called least in the kingdom of heaven. But whosoever shall do and teach them, he shall be called great in the kingdom of heaven. For I say to you, unless your righteousness shall exceed that of the scribes and Pharisees, ye shall in no wise enter into the kingdom of heaven. You have heard that it was said to them of old, Thou shalt not kill, and whosoever shall kill shall be liable to the judgment. I say to you, that every one who is angry with his brother shall be liable to the judgment. Also whoever shall say to his brother, Raca, shall be liable to the Sanhedrin. But whoever shall say, Thou impious fool, shall be liable to hell fire. If therefore thou art remembering your gift at the altar, and there remember that your brother has something against you, leave there your gift before the altar, and go, first be reconciled to your brother, and then return and offer your gift. Agree with your adversary quickly while you are with him in the way, lest perchance the adversary deliver you to the judge, and the judge deliver you to the officer, and you be cast into prison. Verily I say to you, you shall in no wise come out until you've paid the last farthing. You have heard that it was said, Thou shalt not commit adultery. I say to you that everyone that looks upon a woman to lust after her has committed adultery with her already in his heart. Therefore, if your right eye entice thee to sin, pluck it out and cast it from you. It is profitable for thee that one of your members should perish, and not your whole body be cast into hell. And if your right hand entices you to sin, cut it off, cast it from you. For it is profitable for you that one of your members should perish, and not the whole body go away into hell. Also it was said, Whosoever shall put away his wife, let him give her a bill of divorce. But I say to you that everyone that puts away his wife, except for the reason of fornication, makes her commit adultery, and whoever shall marry her that has been put away commits adultery. And you've heard that it was said of old, Thou shalt not swear falsely, but shall perform to the Lord thy oaths. But I say to you, swear not at all, neither by the heavens, for it is the throne of God, nor by the earth, for it's the footstool of his feet, nor by Jerusalem, for it is the great king's city. Nor shalt thou swear by thy head, for thou cannot make one hair white or black. But let your word be yes, yes, no, no. Now what is more than these is of the evil one. You have heard that it was said, an eye for an eye and a tooth for a tooth. But I say to you, resist not him that is evil. But whoever smites you on the right cheek, turn to him the other also. And to him that would go to law with you and take away your coat, give up to him your cloak also. And whoever shall compel you to go 1 mile, go with him too. Give to everyone that asks you, and turn not away from him that would borrow from you. And of him who takes away what is yours, ask it not back. You have heard that it was said, You shall love your neighbor and hate your enemy. But I say to you that here, love your enemies, do good to them that hate you, bless them that curse you, pray for those that abuse you and persecute you, that you may be sons of your Father who is in heaven. For he causes the sun to rise on the evil and on the good, and sends rain on the righteous and on the unrighteous. For if you love those who love you, what reward or benefit have you? Do not even the tax collectors the same? For sinners also love those who love them. And if you do good to those who do good to you, what benefit is it to you? For even sinners do the same. And if you lend to those from whom you hope to receive, what benefit is it to you? Even sinners lend to sinners, that they may receive back as much. And if you salute your brethren only, what more do you than others do? Do not even the heathen the same? Nevertheless, love your enemies, and do good, and lend, hoping for nothing in return, and your reward shall be great, and you shall be sons of the Highest, for he is kind to the unthankful and evil. Be ye merciful, even as your Father is merciful. Then shall you be perfect, as your heavenly Father is perfect. Take heed that you do not your righteousness before men, in order to be seen by them. Otherwise you have no reward with your Father who is in heaven. Therefore, when you do alms, do not sound a trumpet before you, as the hypocrites do in the synagogues and in the streets, that they may be praised by men. Verily I say to you, they have received their reward. But when you do alms, let not your left hand know what your right hand is doing, so that your alms may be in secret, and your Father who sees in secret shall recompense you. And when you pray, you shall not be as the hypocrites, for they love to pray standing in the synagogues and on the corners of the streets, so that they may be seen by men. Verily I say to you, they have received their reward. But you, when you pray, enter into your private chamber, and having shut the door, pray to your Father who is in secret, and your Father who sees in secret will recompense you. When you pray, do not use vain repetitions like the heathen, for they think that by much speaking they shall be heard. Therefore be not like them, for your Father knows what things you have need of before you ask him. In this manner, therefore, pray. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come. Thy will be done, as in heaven, so also on earth. Give us today our needful bread, and forgive us our debts, as we also have forgiven our debtors. And bring us not into temptation, but deliver us from the evil one. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory unto the ages. Amen. For if you forgive men their trespasses, your heavenly Father will also forgive you. But if you forgive not men their trespasses, neither will your Father forgive your trespasses. Moreover, when you fast, be not as the hypocrites of a sad countenance, for they disfigure their faces, so that they may appear to men to be fasting. Verily I say to you, they have received their reward. But you, when fasting, anoint your head, wash your face, so that you may not appear to men to be fasting, but to your Father who is in secret. And your Father who sees in secret shall recompense you. Lay not up for yourselves treasures on the earth, where moth and rust consume, and where thieves break through and steal. But lay up for yourselves treasures in heaven, where neither moth nor rust consumes, and where thieves do not break through nor steal. For where your treasure is, there will your heart be also. The lamp of the body is the eye. If therefore the eye be sound, the whole body will be full of light. But if your eye be bad, the whole body will be dark. If therefore the light that is in you is darkness, how great the darkness! No one can serve two masters, for either he will hate the one and love the other, or he will hold to one and despise the other. You cannot serve God and mammon. On this account I say to you, be not anxious for your life, what you shall eat or what you shall drink, nor for your body, what you shall put on. Is not the life more than the food, and the body than the raiment? Behold the birds of the heaven, that they sow not, neither do they reap, nor gather into barns, and your heavenly Father feeds them. Are you not much better than they? But who of you, by being anxious, can add one cubit to his lifespan? And why are you anxious about raiment? Consider the lilies of the field, how they grow. They toil not, neither do they spin. But I say to you, that not even Solomon in all his glory was arrayed like one of these. Now if God thus clothes the herbage of the field, which today is and tomorrow is cast into an oven, shall he not much rather clothe you, O ye of little faith? Be not anxious, therefore, saying, what shall we eat, or what shall we drink, or what shall we wear? For after all these things do the heathen seek. For your heavenly Father knows that you have need of all these things. But seek ye first his kingdom and his righteousness, and all these things shall be added to you. Be not anxious, therefore, for the morrow, for the morrow will have anxiety of its own. Sufficient for the day is its own evil. Judge not, and you shall not be judged. Condemn not, and you shall not be condemned. Pardon, and ye shall be pardoned. Give, and it shall be given to you. Good measure, pressed down, shaken together, running over, shall they give unto your bosom. For with what judgment ye judge, ye shall be judged, and with what measure ye meet, it shall be measured to you again. Remember the words of the Lord Jesus, that he himself said, It is more blessed to give than to receive. It's from Acts 20:35. Then he spake also a parable to them. Can a blind man guide a blind man? Will they not both fall into a pit? A disciple is not above the teacher, but everyone, when perfected, shall be as his teacher. But why gaze thou at the mote that's in your brother's eye, but consider not the beam that's in your own eye? Or how can you say to your brother, Brother, suffer me to cast out the mote that is in your eye, and behold, the beam is in your own eye, and you yourself can't see it. Hypocrite, first cast out the beam that is in your own eye, and then you shall see clearly to cast out the mote that is in your brother's eye. Give not that which is holy to the dogs, nor cast pearls before the swine, lest they trample upon them with their feet, and turning, rent you. Ask, and it shall be given you. Seek, and ye shall find. Knock, it shall be opened to you. For everyone that asks receives, and he that seeks finds, and to him that knocks it shall be opened. Or what man is there of you, who if his son shall ask of him bread, will give him a stone? Or if he shall ask a fish, will give him a serpent? If therefore you being evil know how to give good gifts to your children, how much more will your Father, who is in heaven, give good things to those who ask him? Therefore all things, whatsoever you would that men should do to you, do also likewise to them. For this is the law and the prophets. Enter in through the narrow gate, because wide is the gate and broad the way that leads to destruction, and many are they who enter in through it. Because narrow is the gate and straitened the way that leads to life, and few are they who find it. Beware of the false prophets who come to you in sheep's clothing, but within are raving wolves. By their fruits you will know them. Do men gather grapes from thorns or figs from thistles? So every good tree bears good fruit, but the corrupt tree bears bad fruit. For there is not a good tree bearing bad fruit, nor a corrupt tree bearing good fruit. A good tree cannot bear bad fruit, nor a corrupt tree bear good fruit. Therefore each tree is known by its own fruit. For from thorns men do not gather figs, nor from a bramble bush do they harvest clusters of grapes. Every tree that does not bear good fruit is cut down and cast into the fire. So then by their fruits you will know them. The good man out of the good treasure of his heart brings forth that which is good, and the evil man out of the evil treasure brings forth that which is evil. For out of the abundance of the heart his mouth speaks. But why do you call me Lord, Lord, and do not the things which I say? Not every one that says to me, Lord, Lord, shall enter into the kingdom of heaven, but he that does the will of my Father who is in heaven. Many will say to me in that day, Lord, Lord, did we not prophesy by your name, and by your name cast out demons, and by your name perform many mighty works? And then will I profess to them, I never knew you. Depart from me, you that work iniquity. Everyone, therefore, that comes to me and hears these words of mine and does them, I will show you to whom he is like. He is like a wise man building a house, who dug and went deep and lay a foundation and built his house upon the rock. And the rains descended, and the winds blew and beat against that house. Then a flood coming, the stream broke against that house and could not shake it. It fell not, because it was well built and was founded upon the rock. But everyone that hears these words of mine and does them not is like a foolish man who built his house upon the sand without a foundation. and the rain descended, and the floods came, and the winds blew, and beat upon that house, and the stream broke against it, and immediately it fell in, and the fall and ruin of that house was great. And it came to pass, when Jesus had finished these words, the multitudes were astonished at his teaching, for he was teaching them as one having authority, and not as their scribes. Jesus heals a centurion's servant. Now when Jesus came down from the mountain, after he had finished all his sayings in the hearing of the people, great multitudes followed him. And he entered into Capernaum. And as he was entering into Capernaum, a certain centurion's servant, who was dear to him, was sick and was about to die. And having heard about Jesus, he sent to him elders of the Jews, requesting him and beseeching him that he would come and save his servant, saying, Lord, my servant lies in the house paralyzed, grievously tormented. Then they, having come to Jesus, besought him earnestly, saying, He's worthy that you do this for him, for he loves our nation, and himself built the synagogue for us. Then Jesus went with them, saying, I will come and heal him. For when he was now far distant from the house, the centurion sent to him friends, saying to him, Lord, trouble not yourself, for I'm not worthy that you should come under my roof. Therefore, neither thought I myself worthy to come to you, but only command by word, and let my servant be healed. For I also am a man appointed under authority, having under myself soldiers, and I say to this one, Go, and he goes, and to another, Come, and he comes, and to my servant, Do this, and he does it. Then Jesus, hearing these things, wondered at him, and turning to the multitude following him, said, Verily I say to you, not even in Israel have I found so great faith. Moreover, I say to you that many from the east and the west will come and recline with Abraham and Isaac and Jacob in the kingdom of heaven. But the sons of the kingdom shall be cast out into the outer darkness. There will be weeping and gnashing of the teeth. And Jesus said to the messengers of the centurion, Go, and as he hath believed, so be it done to him. And the servant was healed in that hour. And they were sent, having returned to the house, found the servant well. Jesus raises the widow's son at Nain. And it came to pass soon afterwards that he went into a city called Nain, and there went with him his disciples and a great multitude. Now as he came near to the gate of the city, behold, there was one being carried out dead, the only son of his mother, and she was a widow. Also a considerable crowd of the city was with her. And seeing her, the Lord had compassion on her, and said to her, Weep not. And coming forward, he touched the bier. Then the bearer stood still, and he said, Young man, I say to you, arise. And the dead sat up and began to speak, and he gave him to his mother. Then fear came upon all, and they glorified God, saying, A great prophet has arisen among us, and God has visited his people. And this report concerning him went out into the whole of Judea and all the surrounding country. Message from John the Baptist to Jesus. Now the disciples of John told him all about these things. Then John, having heard in the prison the works of Christ, called to him two of his disciples and sent them to the Lord, saying, Art thou the one that comes, or are we to expect another? Now when the men had come to him, they said, John the Baptist has sent us to you, saying, Are you he that comes, or are we to expect another? In that hour he healed many of diseases and scourges and evil spirits, and to many blind he gave sight. And Jesus answered and said to them, Go tell John what you have seen and heard. The blind receive sight, the lame walk, lepers are cleansed, the deaf hear, the dead are raised, the poor hear the gospel preached, and blessed is he who shall not be offended at me. Now when the messengers of John had departed, Jesus began to say to the multitudes concerning John, What did you go out into the wilderness to see? A reed shaken by the wind? But what did you go out to see? A man clothed in soft raiment? Behold, those that wear soft raiment, that are clothed gorgeously and live in luxury, are in the palaces of kings. But what did you go out to see? A prophet? Yes, I say to you, and much more than a prophet. This is he about whom it is written, Behold, I send my messenger before your face, who shall prepare the way before you. Verily I say to you, among those born of women there has not arisen a greater than John the Baptist. But he that is but little in the kingdom of heaven, the kingdom of God is greater than he. But from the days of John the Baptist until now, the kingdom of heaven is taken as by violence, and violent ones are eagerly seizing upon it. For all the prophets and the law prophesied until John. And if you are willing to receive it, he is Elijah who was to come. He that hath ears, let him hear. But to what then shall I liken the men of this generation, and to what are they like? They are like little children sitting in a marketplace and calling to their fellows, one to another, saying, We piped to you, and you did not dance. We wailed, and you did not weep nor beat the breast. For John the Baptist came neither eating bread nor drinking wine, and you say he has a demon. The Son of Man has come eating and drinking, and you say, Behold, a gluttonous man, and a wine drinker, a friend of tax collectors and sinners. And wisdom is justified by all her children. And all the people and the tax collectors, hearing it, justified God, having been baptized by John's baptism. But the Pharisees and the lawyers rejected the counsel of God for themselves, not having been baptized by him. Jesus upbraids favored cities. Then Jesus began to upbraid the cities in which most of his mighty works were done, because they did not repent. Woe to you, Chorazin! Woe to you, Bethsaida! For if the mighty works which were done in you had been done in Tyre and Sidon, they would have repented long ago in sackcloth and ashes. Of a truth I say to you, it shall be more tolerable for Tyre and Sidon in the day of judgment than for you. And thou, Capernaum, shalt thou be exalted unto heaven? Thou shalt descend even to Hades. For if the mighty works which were done in you had been done in Sodom, it would have remained until this very day. Of a truth I say to you, that it shall be more tolerable for the land of Sodom in the day of judgment than for you. Jesus thanks the Father and invites the weary to come to him. At that time Jesus answered and said, I give you thanks, O Father, Lord of heaven and of earth, because you did not hide these things from the wise and discerning, and did reveal them to babes. Yes, Father, for thus it was well-pleasing in your sight. All things have been delivered to me by my Father, and no one knows perfectly the Son except the Father, neither does anyone know perfectly the Father except the Son, and he to whomsoever the Son may will to make him known. Come unto me, all you that labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you, and learn from me, for I am meek and lowly in heart, and you shall find rest for your souls. For my yoke is easy, and my burden is light. A penitent woman anoints Jesus. Now one of the Pharisees requested Jesus to eat with him, and having entered into the house of the Pharisee, he reclined at table, and behold, a woman who was in the city, a sinner, learning that he was reclining at table in the Pharisee's house, she brought an alabaster flask of ointment, and standing behind at his feet, weeping, she began to wet his feet with her tears, and wiped them off with the hair of her head, and kissed his feet affectionately, and anointed them with the ointment. Now the Pharisee, who had invited him, seeing it, spoke in himself, saying, This man, if he were a prophet, would know who and what sort of woman this is that touches him, for she's a sinner. And Jesus answering said to him, Simon, I have something to say to you. Then he said, Teacher, say on. A certain money lender had two debtors, the one owed 500 shillings and the other 50. But they having nothing to pay with, he forgave them both. Which of them therefore will love him the more? Simon answering said, I suppose he to whom he forgave the more. Then he said to him, You have judged rightly. And turning to the woman, he said to Simon, See this woman? I entered into your house. You gave me no water for my feet, but she has wet my feet with her tears and wiped them with her hair. You gave me no kiss, but she, from the time I came in, has not ceased to kiss affectionately my feet. My head with oil you did not anoint, but she has anointed my feet with ointment. For this reason I say to you, her sins, which are many, have been forgiven, because she loved much. But he to whom little is forgiven loves little. Then said he to her, Your sins have been forgiven. And those reclining with him began to say among themselves, Who is this that even forgives sins? But he said to the woman, Thy faith has saved you. Go in peace. Jesus journeys through Galilee. It came to pass soon afterwards that he went about through city and village, preaching and publishing the gospel of the kingdom of God, and with him the 12, and certain women who had been healed of evil spirits and infirmities. Mary, who was called Magdalene, from whom 7 demons had gone out, and Joanna, wife of Shush, Herod's steward, and Susanna, and many others who were ministering to them of their substance. Jesus heals a blind demoniac and answers the blasphemy of the Pharisees. And he comes into a house, and the multitude come together again, so that they are unable even to eat bread. And his relatives, when they heard of it, went out to lay hold of him, for they said, He is beside himself. Then there was brought to him one possessed by a demon, blind and dumb, and he healed him, so that the dumb man spoke and saw. And all the multitudes were astonished and said, Can this be the son of David? But the Pharisees and the scribes who came down from Jerusalem, hearing it, said, This fellow has Beelzebub, and he does not cast out demons except by Beelzebub, the prince of the demons. But he, knowing their thoughts, called them to him and said to them in parables, How can Satan cast out Satan? Every kingdom divided against itself is brought to desolation. It cannot stand, and every city or house divided against itself shall not stand. And if Satan himself and is divided, he cannot stand, but has an end. Now then shall his kingdom stand. Moreover, if I by Beelzebub cast out demons, by whom do your sons cast them out? Therefore they shall be your judges. But if by God's Spirit I cast out the demons, then the kingdom of God has already come to you. Or how can anyone enter into the house of the strong man and seize upon his household goods, unless he first bind the strong man, and then he will plunder his house? He that is not with me is against me, and he that gathereth not with me scattereth. Wherefore, verily I say to you, all the sins shall be forgiven the sons of men, and the blasphemies, how greatly soever they shall blaspheme. But whosoever shall blaspheme against the Holy Spirit has no forgiveness forever, but is guilty of an everlasting sin. And whosoever shall speak a word against the Son of Man, it shall be forgiven him. But whoever shall speak against the Holy Spirit, it shall not be forgiven him, neither in this age nor in that to come, because they were saying he has an unclean spirit. Either make the tree good and its fruit good, or make the tree bad and its fruit bad. For from the fruit the tree is known. You offspring of vipers, how can you, being evil, speak good things? For out of the abundance of the heart the mouth speaks. The good man out of the good treasure sending forth good things, and the evil man out of his evil treasure sending forth evil things. But I say to you that every idle word that men shall speak, they shall give account of it in the day of judgment. For by the words thou shalt be justified, and by thy words thou shalt be condemned. The scribes and Pharisees seek a sign. Then some of the scribes and Pharisees answered him, saying, Teacher, we desire to see a sign from you. But he answering said to them, An evil and adulterous generation seeks for a sign, and no sign shall be given to it except the sign of Jonah the prophet. For as Jonah was 3 days and 3 nights in the belly of the great fish, so shall the Son of Man be 3 days and 3 nights in the heart of the earth. Men of Nineveh shall stand up in judgment with this generation and condemn it. For they repented at the preaching of Jonah, and behold, one greater than Jonah is here. The southern queen shall arise in the judgment with this generation and condemn it, for she came from the ends of the earth to hear the wisdom of Solomon, and behold, one greater than Solomon is here. But when the unclean spirit is gone out from the man, it goes through waterless places seeking rest and finds it not. Then it says, I will return into my house where I came out. And coming, it finds it vacant, swept, and set in order. Then it goes and takes with him 7 other spirits more wicked than itself, and entering in they dwell there. And the last state of that man becomes worse than the first. So shall it be also with this evil generation. Christ's mother and brother seek him. Even while he was speaking to the multitudes, behold, his mother and brothers came to him, and they could not get to him on account of the crowd. And standing outside, they sent to him, calling him and seeking to speak to him. Now a crowd was sitting around him, and they said to him, Behold, your mother and your brothers stand outside, desiring to see you and to speak to you. But he answering said to them that told him, Who is my mother and who are my brothers? And looking around about on those sitting around him, and stretching forth his hand toward his disciples, he said, Behold, my mother and my brothers. My mother and my brothers are those who hear and do the word of God. For whosoever shall do the will of my Father who is in heaven, the same is my brother and sister and mother. Jesus teaching by parables, parable of the sower. On that day Jesus went forth from the house and sat down by the sea, and there were gathered together to him great multitudes from every city, so that he entered into a boat and sat down, and all the multitudes stood on the beach beside the sea. And he taught them many things in parables, and said to them in his teaching, Hearken! Behold, the sower went forth to sow his seed. And it came to pass, as he sowed, some of the seeds fell by the wayside, and were trodden under foot. And the birds of the heaven came and devoured them. And others fell on the rocky places, where they had not much earth. And straightway they sprang up, because they had no depth of the earth, and as soon as they grew up, and the sun arose, they were scorched, and because they had no root nor moisture, they withered away. And others fell among the thorns, and the thorns growing up with them choked them, and they yielded no fruit. But others fell upon the good ground, and growing up and increasing brought forth fruit, some 30-fold, some 60-fold, and some 100-fold. As he said these things, he cried, He that hath ears to hear, let him hear. Jesus explains why he speaks in parables. And the disciples came and said to him, Why do you speak to them in parables? And he answered and said to them, To you it has been given to know the mysteries of the kingdom of heaven, but to the rest, they are outside, it has not been given, but to them all things are done in parables. For whoever has, to him shall be given. And he shall have abundance, but whoever does not have, even what he has shall be taken away from him. On this account I speak to them in parables, that seeing they may see and not perceive, hearing they may hear and not understand, lest haply they should turn and be forgiven. And to them is fulfilled the prophecy of Isaiah, which says, With hearing you shall hear, and shall not at all understand, and seeing you shall see, and shall not at all perceive. For the heart of this people has become gross. With their ears they hear heavily, and their eyes they have closed, lest they should see with their eyes, and hear with their ears, and understand with their hearts, and return, and I should heal them. But blessed are your eyes, for they see, and your ears, for they hear. For verily I say to you, that many prophets and righteous men desire to see the things you see, and did not see them, and to hear the things you hear, and heard them not. Who, when they have heard the word, immediately with joy receive it, and they have no root in themselves, but are unstable. Then when tribulation or persecution arises on account of the word, immediately they stumble. And others are those sown among the thorns. These are they that have heard the word, and as they go on the anxieties of the age, and the deceitfulness of riches, and pleasures of life, and the lusts respecting other things, entering in, choke the word, and it becomes unfruitful and brings nothing to maturity. And these are they that were sown upon the good ground, such as in an honest and a good heart hear the word, understand it, accept it, hold it fast, and bear fruit with endurance, some 30-fold, some 60-fold, and some 100-fold. The lighted lamp. And he said to them, Is the lamp brought to be put under the measure or under the bed? Is it not to be put on the lampstand? For no one, having lighted a lamp, covers it with a vessel or puts it under a bed, but he puts it on a lampstand, that those entering in may see the light. For there is nothing secret that shall not become manifest, nor hidden away that shall not be known and come to light. If anyone has ears to hear, let him hear. And he said to them, Take heed, therefore, how and what you hear. With what measure ye meet, it shall be measured to you, and there shall be added to you. For whosoever has, to him shall be given, and whoever has not, even what he seems to have, shall be taken from him. The earth bringing forth fruit of itself. And he said, So is the kingdom of God, as if a man should cast the seed upon the earth, and should sleep and rise night and day, and the seed should sprout and grow up, he knoweth not how. The earth yields fruit of her own accord, first a blade, then an ear, then full grain in the ear. But when the fruit appears, immediately he sends forth a sickle, because the harvest has come. Parable of the Tares. Another parable he set before them, saying, The kingdom of heaven is likened to a man who sowed good seed in his field. But while men slept, his enemy came and sowed tares in the midst of the wheat and went away. But when the blade came up and produced fruit, then appeared also the tares. And the servants of the householder came and said to him, Master, didn't you sow good seed in the field? Why then does it have tares? And he said to them, An enemy did this. And the servants said to him, Will you go and gather them up? But he said, No, lest in gathering up the tares you root up the wheat with them. Let both grow together until the harvest, and in time of the harvest I will say to the reapers, Gather up first the tares, and bind them in bundles to burn them, but gather the wheat into my barn. Parables of the mustard seed and of the leaven. Another parable he set before them, saying, How shall we liken the kingdom of God? Or in what parable shall we represent it? The kingdom of heaven is like a grain of mustard seed, which a man took and sowed in his field, which when it is sown upon the earth, though it be less than all the seeds that are upon the earth, yet when it is sown, it grows up and becomes greater than all the herbs, and puts out great branches, becomes a tree, so that the birds of heaven come and lodge under its shadow in its branches. Another parable, he said to them, the kingdom of heaven is like leaven, which a woman took and mixed into 3 measures of meal until it was all leavened. All these things spake Jesus in parables to the multitudes. And with many such parables he spoke the word to them as they were able to hear it. But without a parable he spoke nothing to them, that it might be fulfilled which was spoken through the prophet, saying, I will open my mouth in parables, I will utter things hidden from the beginning. But privately he explained all things to his disciples. The parable of the tares explained. Then having dismissed the multitudes, Jesus went into the house, and his disciples came to him, saying, explain to us the parable of the tares of the field. And he answering said, he that sowed the good seed is the Son of Man, and the field is the world, and the good seed, these are the sons of the kingdom. But the tares are the sons of the evil one, and the enemy who sowed them is the devil. And the harvest is the end of the age, and the reapers are angels. As therefore the tares are gathered up and burned with fire, so it shall be in the end of the age. The Son of Man will send forth his angels, and they shall gather out of his kingdom all things that cause stumbling, and those that commit sin, and shall cast them into the furnace of fire. There shall be the weeping and the gnashing of the teeth. Then the righteous shall shine forth as the sun in the kingdom of their Father. He that hath ears, let him hear. Additional parables, the hidden treasure, the pearl of great price, the net, the householder. Again, the kingdom of heaven is like a treasure hidden in the field, which a man found and concealed, and because of his joy, he goes and sells all that he has and buys the field. Again, the kingdom of heaven is like to a man who is a merchant seeking beautiful pearls, and having found one pearl of great price, he went and sold all that he had and bought it. Again, the kingdom of heaven is like to a dragnet cast into the sea and gathering together of every kind, which when it was filled, they drew up all. So shall it be in the end of the age. The angel shall go forth and shall separate the wicked from the midst of the righteous, and shall cast them into the furnace of fire. There will be the lamentation and the gnashing of the teeth. Have you understood all these things? They said to him, yes. And he said to them, therefore every scribe who hath been discipled to the kingdom of heaven is like to a man, master of a household, who brings forth out of his treasure things new and old. And it came to pass, when Jesus had finished these parables, he departed. Jesus stills a tempest. Now it came to pass on that day, when evening came, and Jesus saw great multitudes around him, he commanded his disciples to depart, and he said to them, let's cross over to the other side of the lake. And dismissing the multitude, they took him with them as he was, and when he had entered into a boat, his disciples followed him, and they set sail. And other boats were with him. And behold, a great storm of wind arose on the lake, and the waves were dashing into the boat, so that it was already being covered and filled by them, and they were in danger. But he was sleeping on the cushion in the stern. They came to him and awoke him, saying, Master, Master, we perish. Lord, save us. Teacher, don't you care that we perish? And he said to them, why are you fearful, O ye of little faith? Then he arose and rebuked the winds and the raging of the water, and he said to the sea, peace, be still. And they ceased, and there was a great calm. And he said to them, why are you fearful? Where is your faith? Have you yet no faith? And they feared exceedingly, and they wondered, saying one to another, who then is this? What manner of man is this? For he commands even the winds and the sea, and they obey him. A legion of demons cast out. And they came unto the other side of the sea to the territory of the Gadarenes, and landed in the district of the Gergesenes, which is opposite Galilee. And when he came forth out of the boat on the land, there met him two men possessed with demons, coming out of the tombs, exceedingly fierce, so that no one could pass along that way. And behold, they cried out, saying, What business have you with us, Jesus, thou Son of the Most High God? Have you come here to torment us before the appointed time? One man of the two from the city of Gerari, with an unclean spirit, had for a long time worn no clothing, and he abode not in a house, but had his dwelling in the tombs. And no one could any more bind him, not even with chain, because many times it had seized him, and he had often been kept under guard, bound with fetters and chains, and the chains had been burst asunder by him, and the fetters broken in pieces, and he was driven by the demon into the deserts, and no one was able to subdue him. And continually night and day in the tombs and in the mountains he was crying out and cutting himself with stones. But when he saw Jesus from afar, he ran up and prostrated himself before him, and crying out with a loud voice, he said, What business have you with me, Jesus, Son of the Most High God? I beseech you and adjure you by God, torment me not. For he was charging the unclean spirit to come out of the man, and was saying to him, Come forth, thou unclean spirit, out of the man. Then Jesus asked him, What is your name? And he said to him, My name is Legion, because we are many. For many demons had entered into him. And he besought him much that he would not send them away out of the country. And they entreated him that he would not command them to depart into the abyss. Now there was at a distance from them on the mountainside a great herd of many swine feeding. The demons besought him, saying, If you cast us out, send us away into the herd of swine, that we may enter into them. And he gave them leave, and he said to them, Go. Then the demons, going out from the man, entered into the swine, and behold, the whole herd, about 2,000, rushed down the steep into the lake and perished in the waters. Now when those who fed them saw what had taken place, they fled, and going away into the city, they reported everything in the city and in the country what had befallen them that were possessed with demons. And behold, all the city came out to meet Jesus, and to see what it was that had taken place. And they came to Jesus, and they found the man, him that had the legion, from whom the demons had gone out, sitting at the feet of Jesus, clothed and in his right mind, and they were afraid. And they who saw it related to them how he who had been possessed with demons was delivered, also concerning the swine. And all the multitude of the surrounding region of the Gergesenes besought him to depart from their borders, for they were seized with great terror. And as he was entering into the boat, the man from whom the demons had gone out begged him that he might be with him. But he sent him away, and suffered him not, saying to him, Go, return to your house, to your own people, and tell them how great things God has done for you, and how the Lord had compassion on you. And he departed, and he began to publish in Decapolis and throughout the whole city how great things Jesus had done for him, and all wondered. Jesus returns to Capernaum and to Nazareth, where he is again rejected. Now Jesus, having crossed again over in the boat to the other side, came into his own city. And when Jesus returned, a great multitude was gathered to him and welcomed him, for they were all waiting for him, and he was by the sea. And he went forth from there, and he came to his own country, and his disciples followed him. And when the Sabbath came, he began to teach them in their synagogues, so that many hearing him were astonished, saying, Whence has this man these things? And what is the wisdom that is given to this man, that even such deeds of power are done by his hands? Is not this the carpenter, the son of the carpenter Joseph? Is not his mother called Mary? Are not James and Joseph and Simon and Judas his brothers? And his sisters, are they not all with us? Whence then hath this man all these things? and they were offended at him. But Jesus said to them, A prophet is not without honor, except in his own country, and among his own kindred, and in his own house. And he was not able to do any deeds of power there on account of their want of faith, except that he lay his hands on a few sick people and healed them. And he wondered at their unbelief. Jesus, journeying about Galilee, instructs the 12 and sends them forth. And Jesus went about all the cities and all the villages in a circle, teaching in their synagogues and preaching the gospel of the kingdom, and healing every disease and every infirmity. But seeing the multitudes, he was moved with compassion for them, because they were harassed and scattered as sheep having no shepherd. Then he said to his disciples, The harvest indeed is abundant, but the laborers few. Pray therefore the Lord of the harvest, that he send forth laborers into his harvest. Then he called together his 12 disciples to them, and gave them power and authority over all demons, unclean spirits, to cast them out, and to heal every disease and every infirmity, began to send them forth by two and two to preach the kingdom of God and to heal the sick. And he charged the 12, saying, Go not into any way of the Gentiles, and enter not into any city of the Samaritans, but go rather to the lost sheep of the house of Israel. And as you go, preach, saying, The kingdom of heaven has come near. Heal the sick, raise the dead, cleanse lepers, cast out demons. Freely you have received, freely give. Take nothing for the journey. Provide no money, neither gold nor silver nor brass in your belts, nor staff, except one staff only, nor shoes, but be shod with sandals. No provision, wallet, nor bread, for the laborer is worthy of his food, and put not on two coats. And into whatsoever city or village you enter, inquire who is worthy. And into whatsoever house you enter, there abide until you depart. But when you enter into the house, salute it. And if indeed the house be worthy, let your peace come upon it. But if it be not worthy, let your peace return to you. And whosoever or whatsoever place will not receive you, nor hear your word, when you go out of that house or that city, shake off the dust that is under your feet for a testimony against them. Verily I say to you, it shall be more tolerable for the land of Sodom and Gomorrah in the day of judgment than for that city. Behold, I send you forth as sheep in the midst of wolves. Be therefore wise as serpents and blameless as doves. But beware of men. They will deliver you up to councils, and in their synagogues they will scourge you, and before governors also and kings you shall be brought on my account, for a testimony to them and to the nations. But when they deliver you up, be not anxious how or what you shall speak, for it will be given you in that hour what you shall speak, for it is not you that speak, but the Spirit of your Father that speaks in you. But brother shall deliver up his brother to death, and father his child, and children shall rise up against parents and cause them to be put to death. Ye shall be hated by all for my name's sake, but he that endures to the end, the same shall be saved. But when they persecute you in this city, flee into the next. For verily I say to you, you shall not have gone through the cities of Israel till the Son of Man be come. A disciple is not above his teacher, nor a slave above his master. It is sufficient for the disciple that he become as his teacher, and the slave as his master. If they call the master of the house Beelzebub, how much more those of his household? Fear them not therefore, for there is nothing covered that shall not be uncovered, and secret that shall not be known. What I say to you in privacy, speak in public, and what ye hear in the ear, preach on the mountaintops. And be not afraid of those that kill the body, but are not able to kill the soul, but fear him rather who is able to destroy both soul and body in hell. Are not two sparrows sold for a penny? Not one of them shall fall to the ground without your Father's consent. but even the hairs of your head are all numbered. Fear not, therefore, you are more valuable than many sparrows. Everyone, therefore, who shall confess me before men, I also will confess him before my Father who is in heaven. And whosoever shall deny me before men, him will I also deny before my Father who is in heaven. Do not think that I came to bring peace upon the earth. I did not come to bring peace, but a sword. For I came to set at variance a man against his father, and a daughter against her mother, and a daughter-in-law against her mother-in-law, and a man's foes shall be his own household. He that loves father or mother more than me is not worthy of me, and he that loveth son or daughter more than me is not worthy of me, and he that does not take his cross and follow after me is not worthy of me. He that finds his life shall lose it. He that loses his life for my sake shall find it. He that receiveth you receiveth me, and he that receiveth me receiveth him who sent me. He that receiveth a prophet in the name of a prophet shall receive a prophet's reward, and he that receives a righteous man in the name of a righteous man shall receive a righteous man's reward. And whoever shall give to drink to one of these little ones a cup of cold water only in the name of a disciple, verily I say to you, he shall not lose his reward. And it came to pass, when Jesus finished commanding his 12 disciples, he departed to teach and to preach in their cities, and they, going forth, passed along through the villages, preaching the gospel and healing in every place. And they preached that men should repent, and they cast out many demons, and anointed with oil many sick persons, and healed them. Herod's feast and the death of John the Baptist. Now when Herod's birthday was celebrated, an opportune day came for Herodias to accomplish her desire. At that time Herod made a supper for his princes and the military chiefs and the leading men of Galilee. And the daughter of Herodias herself, coming in and dancing in the midst, pleased Herod and those reclining at the table with him. And the king said to the maid, "Ask of me whatsoever you will, and I'll give it to you." And he swore to her, "Whatsoever you shall ask of me, I will give it to you, even to half of my kingdom." And going out, she said to her mother, "What shall I ask?" And she said, "The head of John the Baptist." And entering in immediately with haste to the king, she asked, saying, "I desire that you give me here at once on a dish the head of John the Baptist." The king was grieved, became exceedingly sorrowful, but for the sake of his oaths and those that reclined at table with him, he would not refuse her, and commanded it be given her. And immediately the king sent one of his bodyguard and ordered him to bring his head. And he went and beheaded John in prison and brought his head on a dish and gave it to the maid, and the maid gave it to her mother. And his disciples, hearing of it, came and took up his corpse and buried it in a tomb, and they went and told Jesus. Herod hears of the works of Jesus. The apostles return and report, and Jesus leaves Galilee. Now at that time King Herod the Tetrarch heard the report concerning Jesus of all the things that were being done, for his name had become well known. And he was thoroughly perplexed, because it was said by some that John had risen from the dead, and by some that Elijah had appeared, and by others that one of the old prophets had risen. But Herod said, "John I beheaded, but who is this about whom I hear such things?" And he sought to see him, and he said to his servants, "This is John the Baptist whom I beheaded. He is risen from the dead, and on this account the powers work through him." After these things, the apostles, having returned, came together to Jesus and reported to him all things whatsoever they had done and whatsoever they had taught. And Jesus, having heard of the death of John, said to them, "Come yourselves apart into a desert place and rest a little while." For many were coming and going, and they had no opportunity even to eat. And taking them with him, he went away in a boat to the other side of the Sea of Galilee, which is the Sea of Tiberias. to a desert place and retired privately into a city called Bethsaida. Jesus feeds the 5,000. But many saw him going and knew him, and when the multitudes heard of it, they followed him and ran together there on foot from all the cities and outwent them, because they beheld the signs which he did on the sick. And when Jesus came forth, he went up into the mountain, sat there with his disciples. Now the Passover was near, the feast of the Jews. Then Jesus lifted up his eyes and saw a great multitude coming to him, and he had compassion on them, because they were as sheep having no shepherd. He welcomed them, and he began to teach them many things, spoke to them about the kingdom of God, and their sick that had need of healing he cured. Now when evening was come, and the day began to decline, it being already a late hour, the 12 disciples came to him, saying, "The place is desert, it's already a late hour, and the time is passed by. Send the multitudes away, that they may go into the surrounding country and villages, and lodge, and buy themselves something to eat." But Jesus answered and said to them, "They have no need to go away. Give them to eat." And they said to him, "Shall we go and buy 200 shillings worth of loaves and give them to eat?" Then he said to them, "How many loaves do you have? Go and see." He said to Philip, "When shall we buy bread that we may eat?" Now this he said to try him, for he himself knew what he was about to do. Philip answered him, 200 shillings worth of loaves is not sufficient for them, that each one may take a little." One of his disciples, Andrew, the brother of Simon Peter, said to him, "There's a lad here who has 5 barley loaves and 2 small fishes. But what are these to so many?" And when the disciples knew, they said to him, "We have here no more than 5 loaves and 2 fishes, unless we should go and buy food for all these people." And he said, "Bring them here to me." Now there was much grass in the place. Then he said to his disciples, "Make the people recline on the green grass in companies by 50s. And they did so, and made them all recline in ranks by 100s and by 50s. And the men were in number about 5,000. Jesus therefore took the 5 loaves and the 2 fishes. Looking up to heaven, he blessed and broke the loaves, and kept giving to the disciples to set before the multitude. And the 2 fish divided he likewise among them all, as much as they wished. And they all ate and were satisfied. And those who ate were about 5,000 men, beside women and children. Now when they were filled, he said to his disciples, "Gather up the broken pieces that are left over, that nothing may be lost." So they gathered them up and filled 12 baskets with pieces from the 5 barley loaves and from the fish that were left over by those who had eaten. The men therefore, seeing the sign that he did, said, "This is truly the prophet who comes into the world." Jesus walks on the water. Jesus therefore, knowing that they were about to come and take him by force to make him king, immediately constrained his disciples to enter into the boat and go before him to the other side, to Bethsaida, while he himself dismissed the multitude. And having taken leave of them and sent them away, he withdrew again into the mountain himself alone to pray. But his disciples, as it grew late, went down to the sea, and entering into a boat, were going over the sea to Capernaum. And it was already dark, and Jesus had not yet come to them, and the sea was agitated by a strong wind that was blowing. And when the boat was in the midst of the sea, tossed by the waves, he was alone upon the land. When therefore they had rowed about 25 or 30 furlongs, seeing him distressed in rowing, for the wind was contrary to them, he came to them about the 4th watch of the night, walking upon the sea, and would have passed by them. But when the disciples saw him walking on the sea and coming near the boat, they cried out for fear, saying, "It's a ghost." For they all saw him and were troubled. But immediately Jesus spoke to them, saying, "Be of good courage, it is I, be not afraid." Then they were willing to receive him into the boat. But Peter answering him said, Lord, if it is you, bid me come to you on the waters. And he said, Come. And descending from the boat, Peter walked upon the waters to go to Jesus. But seeing the wind, he was frightened, and beginning to sink, he cried out, saying, Lord, save me. And immediately Jesus stretched forth his hand, took hold of him, and said to him, O you of little faith, wherefore did you doubt? And when they were gone up to them into the boat, the wind ceased, and they that were in the boat worshipped him, saying, Truly thou art the Son of God. And they were exceedingly amazed beyond measure in themselves, for they did not understand concerning the loaves, because their heart was hardened. And immediately the boat was at the land where they were going. Jesus performs miracles at Gennesaret. Now when they had crossed over, they came to the land of Gennesaret and drew to shore. And when they had come out of the boat, immediately the men of that place, having recognized him, sent messengers into all that country round and brought to him all that were sick. And they besought him that they might touch only the borders of his garment, and as many as touched were wholly healed. And running about through the whole region, they began to carry about on their pallets those who were sick, wherever they heard he was. And whatsoever he entered into villages, or into cities, or into fields, they laid the sick in the marketplaces, and besought him that they might touch, if but the border of his garment, and as many as touched him were healed. Discourse at Capernaum. On the next day, the multitude that stood on the other side of the sea saw that no other boat was there except one, and that Jesus went not with his disciples into the boat, but his disciples went away alone. However, there came boats from Tiberias near to the place where they ate the bread after the Lord had given thanks. When therefore the multitude saw that Jesus was not there, neither his disciples, they themselves entered into the boats and came to Capernaum, seeking Jesus. And when they found him on the other side of the sea, they said to him, Rabbi, how did you get here? Jesus answered them and said, Verily, verily, I say to you, you seek me not because you saw signs, but because you ate of the loaves and were filled. Labor not for the food that perishes, but for the food that abides into life everlasting, which the Son of Man shall give to you. For him hath God the Father sealed. They said therefore to him, What must we do that we may work the works of God? Jesus answered and said to them, This is the word of God, that ye believe on him whom he sent. They said therefore to him, What dost thou then as a sign, that we may see and believe you? What dost thou? Our fathers ate the manna in the wilderness, as it is written, He gave them bread out of heaven to eat. Jesus therefore said to them, Verily, verily, I say to you, it was not that Moses gave you the bread out of heaven, but my Father gave you the true bread out of heaven. For the bread of God is he who comes down out of heaven and gives life to the world. They said therefore to him, Lord, evermore give us this bread. Jesus said to them, I am the bread of life. He that comes to me shall not hunger. He that believes on me shall never thirst. But I say to you that you have seen me and believe not. All that the Father gives to me shall come to me, and him that comes to me I will in no means cast out. For I came down from heaven not to do my own will, but the will of him who sent me. And this is the will of him who sent me, that of all that he has given me I should lose nothing, but should raise it up at the last day. For this is the will of my Father, that everyone that sees the Son and believes on him should have everlasting life. And I will raise him up at the last day. The Jews therefore murmured against him, because he said, I am the bread that comes down out of heaven. And they said, Is not this Jesus, the son of Joseph, whose father and mother we know? How does he now say, I have come down out of heaven? Jesus answered and said to them, Murmur not among yourselves. No one can come to me unless the Father who sent me draw him, and I will raise him up at the last day. It is written in the prophets, and they shall all be taught of God. Everyone that hath heard from the Father and hath learned cometh to me. Not that anyone hath seen the Father except he who is from God. He hath seen the Father. Verily, verily, I say to you, he that believeth on me hath everlasting life. I am the bread of life. Your fathers ate the manna in the wilderness and died. This is the bread that comes down out of heaven, that anyone may eat of it and not die. I am the living bread that came down out of heaven. If anyone eat of this bread, he shall live forever. And moreover, the bread which I give him is my flesh for the life of the world. The Jews therefore contended with one another, saying, How can this man give us his flesh to eat? Jesus therefore said to them, Verily, verily, I say to you, unless you eat the flesh of the Son of Man and drink his blood, you have no life in yourselves. He that eats my flesh and drinks my blood has everlasting life, and I will raise him up at the last day. For my flesh is the true food, and my blood is the true drink. He that eats my flesh and drinks my blood abides in me, and I in him. As the living Father sent me, and I live because of the Father, so he that eats me, he also shall live because of me. This is the bread that came down out of heaven, not as the fathers ate and died. He that eateth this bread shall live forever. These things said he while teaching in a synagogue in Capernaum. Many disciples forsake him. Then many of his disciples, when they heard him, said, This saying is hard, who is able to hear it? But Jesus, knowing in himself that his disciples are murmuring at this, said to them, Do you stumble at this? What then if I say, You shall see the Son of Man ascending to where he was before? It is the Spirit that maketh alive. The flesh profits nothing. The words which I have spoken to you, they are spirit and they are life. But there are some of you who believe not. For Jesus knew from the beginning who they were that believed not, and who it was that should betray him. And he said, Because of this I said to you that no one can come to me unless it be given him from the Father. From this time many of his disciples went back and walked with him no more. Jesus therefore said to the 12, Are you wishing to go away too? Simon Peter answered him, Lord, to whom shall we go? You've got the words of everlasting life, and we have believed and know that you are the Holy One of God. Jesus answered them, Did not I choose you, the 12, and one of you is a devil? Now he spake of Judas, the son of Simon Iscariot, for he, one of the 12, was about to betray him. After these things, Jesus continued to sojourn in Galilee, for he did not choose to sojourn in Judea, because the Jews were seeking to kill him. The traditions of men. Then came together to Jesus the Pharisees and some of the scribes from Jerusalem, and they saw that some of his disciples ate their bread with the defiled, that is, unwashed hands. For the Pharisees and all the Jews, unless they wash their hands thoroughly, do not eat, beholding the tradition of the elders. And on coming from market, unless they bathe themselves, they do not eat. And there are many other things which they have received to hold, washings of cups and pots and brazen vessels and couches. And the Pharisees and the scribes asked him, saying, Why do your disciples transgress and walk not according to the traditions of the elders? For they wash not their hands when they eat bread, but eat it with unwashed hands. But he answering said to them, You hypocrites, well did Isaiah prophesy of you, as it's written, saying, This people honoreth me with their lips, but their heart is far from me. But in vain they worship me, teaching as doctrines precepts of men. Why do you also transgress the commandments of God for the sake of your tradition? For leaving the commandment of God, you hold the tradition of men. And he said to them, Well do you set aside the commandment of God, that you may observe your tradition. For God said through Moses, Honor your father and your mother, and he that revileth father or mother, let him be put to death. But you say, If a man say to his father or mother, What might benefit you from me is Corban, that is an offering to God, he shall not honor his father, and you no longer permit him to do anything for his father or his mother, making void the word of God by your tradition which you have delivered, and many similar things of this kind you do. And again, calling to him the multitude, he said, Hear me, all ye, and understand. Not that which enters into the mouth defiles the man. There is nothing from without the man that going into him can defile him, but the things that go out of the mouth of the man are those that defile the man. And when he went into the house from the multitude, his disciples came and said to him, Do you know that the Pharisees, when they heard the words, were offended? But he answered and said, Every plant which my heavenly Father did not plant shall be rooted up. Let them alone. They are blind guides of the blind. And if a blind man guides a blind man, both will fall into a pit. Then Peter answered and said to him, Explain to us the parable. And he said to them, Are you also still without understanding? Do you not perceive that whatever from without goes into a man, it cannot defile him, because it enters not into his heart? But whatever enters into the mouth passes into the bowels and goes out into the drain, making all food clean. Then he said, That which proceedeth out of the mouth of man, that defileth the man. For the things that proceed out of the mouth comes forth out of the heart. For from within, out of the heart of man, come forth evil thoughts, murders, adulteries, fornications, thefts, false witnessing, blasphemies, covetousness, wickedness, deceit, lewdness, an evil eye, pride, foolishness. All these evil things come forth from within and defile the man. But to eat with unwashed hands does not defile the man. The Syrophoenician woman. Then Jesus rose and went away from there into the frontiers of Tyre and Sidon. And behold, a Canaanite woman, having heard of him, came out from those borders and cried, saying, Have mercy on me, O Lord, thou son of David. My daughter is grievously possessed with a demon. But he answered her not a word. And his disciples came and besought him, saying, Send her away, for she cries after us. But he answering said, I was not sent except only to the lost sheep of the house of Israel. And he entered into a house, and wished no one to know it. And he could not be hid, but immediately the woman whose little daughter had an unclean spirit came in and fell down at his feet. Now this woman was a Greek, a Syrophoenician by race, and she kept beseeching him that he would cast forth the demon out of her daughter, and worshipped him, saying, Lord, help me. But he answering said to her, Let the children first be satisfied, for it is not good to take the children's bread and cast it to the dogs. Then she answered and said to him, Yes, Lord, help me, for even the dogs under the table eat of the children's crumbs that fall from their master's table. Then Jesus answered and said to her, O woman, great is your faith. Because of this saying, go your way, be it to you as you will. The demon has gone forth out of your daughter. And her daughter was healed from that hour. And going back to her house, she found the child laid upon the bed, and the demon gone out. Jesus, having returned, healed many in Decapolis. And departing hence, Jesus went out of the borders of Tyre, and came through Sidon, through the midst of the borders of Decapolis, near to the Sea of Galilee. And he went up into the mountain, and he sat down there. And they bring to him a deaf man, a stammerer, and beseech him that he would lay his hand upon him. And taking him away apart from the multitude, he put his fingers into his ears, and spitting touched his tongue, and looking up into heaven, he sighed, and said to him, Ephphatha, that is, be opened. And his ears were opened, and the cord of his tongue was loosed, and he spake plainly. And he charged them that they tell no one, but the more he charged them, so much more abundantly did they publish it. And there came to him great multitudes, having with them the lame, blind, dumb, maimed, and many others, and they laid them down at his feet, and he healed them, so that the multitude wondered and were astonished beyond measure. When they saw the dumb speaking, the maimed well, the lame walking, and the blind seeing, and they glorified the God of Israel, saying, He hath done all things well. He makes even the deaf to hear and the dumb to speak.